You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Thursday afternoon. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. Mike Tenora at T-Storm Weather in Chicago on the phone line to take up the weather forecast. Let's start here in the Midwest, where we've had some rainfall and the crops look simply magnificent, at least in the Champaign-Urbana and central Illinois area, Mike.
Well, not only there. I mean, if you take a look at the soybean condition rating, and we're looking at the proportion of soybeans that are rated good and excellent at this moment, or at least as of Sunday. Right now, we're looking at 74% of the U.S. soybean crop is rated good and excellent. The interesting thing about that is that it's the highest rating of the last 29 years. Records of this sort began in 1986, and for this week in June, we've never had a higher rating. Now, do keep in mind, a lot of years don't begin reporting condition ratings until later this month, so it is a bit of a skewed statistic in that we can't compare it to all 29 of those years, but of the ones that we do have observations for, this is the highest. If you take a look at corn, corn is also doing pretty well. It's ranked the number five highest condition rating of the last 29 years, and that just supports what you've been seeing as far as the crops there in central Illinois. The interesting thing going forward, too, is that if you look at subsoil moisture across the U.S., we use one of our proprietary applications to figure out what proportion of U.S. corn and soybeans are too wet or too dry. And at this point, at least as of Tuesday, we were only seeing 6% of U.S. corn being too wet or too dry and only 5% of soybeans. So we're talking about very small proportions of each crop being too wet or too dry, and that's part of the reason we're also seeing these real high and favorable condition ratings. Going forward, we do have quite a bit of rain on the way. So for the most part, we like to see rain at this time of the year, and in the current situation, it still looks like a pretty good thing. The only concern we have is that it is possible that we could see too much rain in a few areas, especially across the northern half of the Corn Belt as we go through the next 7 to 10 days. We're moving into a stormy pattern, and we've been in a stormy pattern, and that essentially continues for a while longer.
So we'd like a mix of sunshine and rainfall. There may be some thunderstorms along the way, I suppose. Heat would be good, too, but not too much heat. What kind of temperatures will we experience?
Well, temperatures will fluctuate considerably throughout the period, but it will be notably warmer than what we've been seeing over the last 5 days or so. We do have a large area of upper-level high pressure in the desert southwest. That will occasionally expand onto the north and east and keep temperatures slightly warmer than normal across most of the U.S. And like you were saying, that generally is a good thing at this time of the year. It's also part of the reason that we think thunderstorms are a good bet across a large area. When you put heat on this type of soil moisture that we have right now, that increases humidity levels and makes it easier for thunderstorms to form than would normally occur. This is pretty much the exact opposite situation we had 2 years ago in the drought of 2012.
We'd prefer those thunderstorms not to come with hail. Do conditions set up in particular ways that make that possible or impossible?
Well, it's always possible to see hail and thunderstorms. I mean, all you need is a volatile atmosphere and a couple things to go wrong and you have hail. But the overall setup doesn't appear to be too severe at this point. If anything, the high wind threat might be a little bit higher than the hail threat, but we just aren't really seeing an overall major severe weather threat. The one issue we do have to follow is Saturday, Sunday, from the northern plains into the northwest Corn Belt. Could be a few big storms there, but at this point, we're not looking for major severe weather outbreaks. We're just looking for fairly large thunderstorm clusters.
Mike, it's always good to talk to you, and we'll have a discussion again next Thursday.
Great. I'll look forward to it.
Mike Tenora, of course, is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report and helps us wrap it up. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.